A U.S.-backed group says it has delivered more than 1.8 million meals to Palestinians in its first 3 days operating in Gaza. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation began distributing food parcels in a few sites in the south of the territory after Israel lifted its nearly three-month blockade. The UN and aid groups say Israel's new system is inadequate and, quote, a weaponization of aid at a time of extreme hunger there. As NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi reports, some civilians are also describing chaos at the sites.
Iyad Al-Jalous heard that the new system was starting to hand out boxes of food. After nearly 3 months of Israel's total blockade of aid, it was hopeful news. NPR producer Ahmed Abu Hamda spoke to Jalous by phone. He's sheltering in the southern city of Khan Yunis. I have nothing to eat, Jalou says. I was hoping that one of the boxes could tide us over for a few days. The 55-year-old is a father of eight. Before the war, he was a computer programmer. His whole family now sleeps in one room in a relative's house. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, or GHF, set up a distribution site about 7 miles away from there. GHF is the new U.S.-backed organization that Israel is allowing to handle nearly all food distribution in Gaza. Yet they only distribute food in Gaza South. GHF hasn't publicly disclosed where their funding is from and didn't respond to an NPR inquiry. Jalou says early this morning he and his brother set out for one of the three sites. We set our alarms for 6 a.m. to get going and put our trust in God. He says as he got closer, he heard shots being fired. He describes an incredible scene. Mobs, people stomping over each other and people gasping for breath. He says it was chaos. There were no lists of names or IDs, he says. He thought it would be more organized. People were grabbing as many boxes as they could, he says. Witnesses in the first 2 days of operations reported shots fired and dozens of injuries. In a press statement today, GHF said any reports of chaos was, quote, misinformation. Yet later, GHF reported warning shots and smoke were used at one site to disperse a crowd. NPR spoke to a second person at another GHF site, 39-year-old Ala Abulyas. They opened the gates and you could even take 10 boxes, Abulyas says. Israel says Hamas steals aid. It says the new system will stop that and will weaken the militant group's control in Gaza. The United Nations denies that there has been widespread diversion of aid. Abulyas says the surging crowd scared him. Just as I turned away, that's when the fence collapsed, he says. Abulyas walked away empty-handed, just like father of eight Iyad Al-Jalous. Jalous says his kids believed the boxes had treats. They heard that there were chocolates and ramen noodles. Jalous says he had to break their hearts. He had nothing. His family keeps asking him, are you going back again tomorrow? I go hungry, I come back hungry, he says. Where am I supposed to get the energy to keep making the trip? Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.